Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Asimiato, fall. All men must fall. Fall before the face of God. Shh. Worship Him. Am I to worship Him with your love? To worship Him with your love. To worship Him with all. All men in heaven. All men on earth must fall before our God. To prashtepenion te freshta. Ebratinion to enter. Emantia, the ritual of entry is thanksgiving. Prasinon to periatenia. Tenegote brosteferiata. Esimiateron de brehatote. Kandon edenon. Edon. Edon, Emanin Dindon, Aparoshta Materia. If you lift Him up, He will draw men. You can't come without Him drawing you. Asinon to enter with thanksgiving. Abenon to enter with worshiping. Amanedos te prande gato brehatenia. Esetorian dandos te perineta. Akoteniesto parenesta. Swelot, Creton, Adenon, Ferenand, Gridan, Ostenon, thank you, Jesus. For in this time, says the Lord, you must learn to worship in spirit and in truth. You must learn the act of worshiping in spirit and in truth. For you must come by the Spirit. For you must draw by the Spirit. For you must find joy to draw by the Spirit. For your joy levels must increase in this time, says the Lord. For there are many graces, many portals open for you in this season. And then on to draw you closer. To draw you closer. Astenodom bariande kateriosta ferenete eterianatosta. To teach you true worship. To teach you how to worship. To teach you how to worship. To teach you how to worship in spirit and in truth. You believe and you must speak. You believe and you must worship Elohim. For all of heavens worship Him. From the four beasts, even to the least of the angels, worship Him. For you must learn the act of worshiping Him with your love, says the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bring our hearts full of gratitude. Hearts full of thanks. Before you this morning, thanking you for that which you have done, for the many deliverances you have wrought in our company, amongst us, in our hearts, that which you have delivered us from on the inside, the fears within and the wars without. Thank you for the lifting of your person, the lifting of yourself. Thank you for the glorification of yourself, even in this season and seasons past. We thank you for the person of the Holy Ghost and what He is doing in this season. We thank you for your abundant love that you have bestowed even upon your body, the church. We thank you that you are not leaving us as we are, but you are taking us to where we ought to be. You are taking us to where you want us to be, where we are connected to the head. We thank you because in our lost state, you are finding us. We thank you because you are leading us, you are causing us to walk. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the truth that you are revealing. Thank you for revealing the Son. Thank you for revealing the Father. Thank you, thank you. For we are not worthy of these things. What are we that you are mindful of us, O God? But you are choosing to reveal things that our minds, our hearts cannot comprehend, things that have not even entered our hearts. But by your Spirit, the Spirit that was shed even after the laying down and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are seeing things. We are being made partakers of things. Things of the Spirit. Things of a life that surpasses this present. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the revelation of your Son. Thank you for a consciousness, for bringing to our weak hearts the person of the Holy Ghost. For showing us that which we are lacking, for providing even that which we are lacking, regardless of the number of times you have to remind us of these things. Father, we will journey by your mercy. We will make you proud of us, Lord. Father, our company will company with you. We will company with the hosts of heaven. We will bring joy to you. We will not despise these things. We will not despise your angels. We will not despise your ministry. Father, the ministration today, O God, is for you to be lifted up. No man can do this except you help him. Help me, Lord, that my heart will be able to lift you up, that men will see you and draw near to you by the help of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for answer to prayers. Oh, sweet Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I woke up with there were a few thoughts that woke me up this morning. And one of them was the fact that it is an honor for the Lord to find a people and want to dwell with them. It's not something to take lightly. And I thank God for that. I thank God for His desire to be lifted up. It's only God that can be lifted up and won't be puffed up. In the history of creation, there's no other being that can do that thing. The lifting when you pray or sing to Him, loudly, boldly, not just us, but companies of people just praising this God. Yet you don't see 1 ounce of pride. That's power. That's power. That's power. Just singing the praises of God, yet not being puffed up, is power. And these are things that He wants to give us, so that the praises that this world has to offer, we would find strength to disdain it and really look to Him that is beautiful. God is good. God is good. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw. What manner of man is that? What manner of mind can say this kind of thing? That my lifting up is to draw men, not to remain in that place of being gloried. What manner, like what powerful thought, what meekness, what lowliness. And the depths of these of this thought, we are still coming into it. But I have this knowing in my heart that we will get here. Because you know, who would lift him up? Who would he draw? So we will get to a place where we come down and we lift him up so he can draw us. Because what he's looking for men who do not seek their own things. He's looking for men who seek things of the Spirit. When we start to talk about things of Spirit, that's when we start to lift him up. So you see, these things that we're hearing this season, Kai, Maharadosh Tafasahanya, you can't put, there's nothing you can compare it with. There is nothing. To gain access, insights into 1 ounce, 1 gift of Spirit, a dot, a drop. There's nothing we can do that can give us access to that. Access to what? Anything Spirit. Because God is a Spirit, and what He gives are Spirit things. I know I might be speaking over our heads, but this is just what is in my heart. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit. When you start to touch Spirit, you see that everything you have, our own, you can't trade it for it. There's nothing. Absolutely nothing we have. But rather, you now see that those things we have, own, are the things that stop us from getting Spirit. So, what is the call? The call is for us to find grace, help, to be stripped off our things, and then pray that He will give us Spirit.
by his mercy.
Does that make sense? So even when all has been said and done, when we've been stripped of all our glories, it is still not a guarantee that he will give us spirit if mercy does not speak. Because no flesh will do what? Thank you, Jesus. You know, God will help us. This thing called spirit, this world of spirit is our reality, is our life, is what we have been called, is our vocation, is what we've been called to live in. This life, this world is empty. What makes it powerful is darkness. Right? The power of darkness. But there are men who have seen the darkness in this world and have been able to choose spirit. Forget it. Whatever you are now, you have to change. Whatever you have, whatever in past, it just has to go. Thank you, Jesus. Now, it's interesting because in my heart, what is in my heart is a sound of victory. But there's a calm that is over me. I don't understand it, but now, see, all I want to talk to us about today is very simple. It's very simple, and it's just this: we have to follow spirit. It's not an option anymore. It's not. Because if we don't, we are dying, literally. If we're not, we're what? Dying. See, there is a need for us to realize that what we are called to is to be spirit beings. We are called to be spiritual. So, you know, from Wednesday, one of the things that we were, you can go to that Matthew 7. You know, that was where the emphasis was, right? Ask, seeking, and knocking, right? So this was, I guess, what we can say was one of the main thrusts through what Pastor Jimmy did. And then Pastor Essay just pretty much came and told us that what you need to ask for, what you need to seek, and what you need to knock for is what? Spirit. Right. Now, and that's really what this scripture is saying. The good things here are what? Spirit. So Luke 11 now tells us right? As I said, I just want to, there has to be a focus. There has to be a focus. There has to be a change. Right? And God will help us. Not God will help us. God is already helping us. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Okay. Can you keep going? So when he says, yes, the next verse. Keep going. Where he says, yes. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? You see that? So, and it came with a lot of vim, a lot of there was a lot of demonstration when Pastor Esau was passing this message across, or when the Lord possessed her or through her, was pointing to something, which is that we don't ask, we don't seek, neither do we knock for spirit. Amplified says to ask and keep asking. That's what Amplified says. It says to what? To ask and to keep asking. Now, one of the things that we need to, that we see in the book of Acts, Uncle John, good morning, sir, and to mine. In the book of Acts, right, you see, there's this Holy Ghost and there are his things, right? There's the Holy Ghost and there are his things. And that's what we're seeing. The communion of the Holy Ghost is receiving the Holy Ghost himself in order to now have access to his things, right? So, and we see that in demonstration. I'm just going to show two examples from Scripture just to do one thing. Our sight has to change. Or there has to be a desire for our sight to change. There has to be what? See, the concept of being filled with the Holy Ghost is good, right? But you need to come to a place of being full of the Holy Ghost so you can birth things of the Holy Ghost. Right? You're being filled until you're full. Now, when you're full, you remain full. So that when it is time to express things that you are full of, they come out. Spirits flow freely out of that which is full, not out of that which is filled. Right? They flow freely out of that which is full, not out of that which is filled. Of his fullness, have you received what? Fullness. When Jesus was still waxing strong in spirit, right, and he was already conscious of the things of his Father, right, they still did not release him because he wasn't full. He wasn't what? See that? He was filled with wisdom. Wisdom is one of the things of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost has his things. You know, the Holy Ghost is a person. The person of the Holy Ghost. When we talk about presence, we're talking about presence of beings. We're not talking about things that just come and leave. You need to be full of the Holy Ghost so that the person is always with you. He's always what? With us, right? That's 2 Corinthians. That's right. The communion of the Holy Ghost be with us. The communion of the Holy Ghost. The fullness of the Holy Ghost. Not an encounter. No. A lifestyle. A way of living daily. Daily. Check it. Anything you do daily, you're full of. Anything you do daily is your life. Check it. Full. 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 Jealousy, anger. Full. Those are spirits. Those are spirits. Those are spirits. They are backed by powers. So it's not enough to be filled. It's a good place to start. But you need to look for fullness. You don't know what it means. You ask. You ask. You don't stop asking. You don't look. One of the prayers that during this Monday's, what do you call it? Life class, thank you. One of the prayers that Pastor Jeff was, you know, at the tail end had to do with prayer against condemnation. I struggle to be, or I don't know what it, you could be ashamed that you don't even know what it means to be full of the Holy Ghost, but you can't let condemnation keep you there. Condemnation will cause us to look at our inability, right, and not focus on the fact that He said these things because He wants us to have these things. We don't have the desire to be full of the Holy Ghost. He has the desire. You keep praying. You keep asking. You keep seeking. You keep listening to messages. You keep doing all that is within your power. You have the will. That one you have. So we are not going to a place where we are being, where we are filled. We need to get to a place where we are what? And you see this fullness, you need fullness of the Holy Ghost to start enjoying graces of the Lord. You need fullness of the Holy Ghost to start enjoying the love of God. Now, or you need fullness of the Holy Ghost to start to enjoy or partake of things pertaining to everlasting life. Right? In Luke, in the book of Luke, I think chapter, the Bible says that Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. Now, is this Holy Ghost as pertaining to milk? No, it's not. It's another dimension of being full of the Holy Ghost that's pertaining to everlasting life, pertaining to eternal life. So, every portion of the Lord and God needs a fullness of the Holy Ghost to operate in. So, you see this one now. The Bible says He was full of the Holy Ghost, right? When we read John chapter 8, we see what that Holy Ghost was for, right? So we will, what I'm trying to explain to us is that we will never stop being full of the Holy Ghost. In 38, thank you, Jesus. John chapter 6. Is this 6? Yes. John chapter 8? So Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost, right? And we've spoken, right, John 6:38. It says, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. Right? The will of who? But for Him to do that, the Spirit of the Lord has to be upon Him, right? And He has to be full of the Holy Ghost, right? Now, what is this will? Verse 30, the next verse. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which He had given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Okay? And then, this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have what? Now, can the Son give everlasting life if He doesn't have everlasting life? So, this is the will to have everlasting life. But in order to give that everlasting life, He needed to be what? Full of the Holy Ghost. So even Jesus needed a fullness of the Holy Ghost to operate in this life. Right? John chapter 3 will say, the Son that is in heaven. Right? Because He also had everlasting life in Him as a result of the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Does this make sense? So it's the same thing, right? Even when it comes to the person of the Holy Ghost, the initial communion of the Holy Ghost, just Holy Ghost raw, where you are full of the Holy Ghost. In Acts, right, when the issue came up, right, we see an expression, and this is just the main thoughts that I have, right? We see, as I said, the Holy Ghost has his things, right? But you always see men who are full of the Holy Ghost and something. Faith, that's the thing of the Holy Ghost. Wisdom, that's another thing of the Holy Ghost. Power is a thing of the Holy Ghost. Another verse talks about comfort of those are things of the Holy Ghost, but you can't express these things properly if you have not come into the fullness of the Holy Ghost. So, in this scripture, for instance, it talks about, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. What wisdom is this? It's wisdom of the Holy Ghost. In Acts chapter 10, it talks about how Jesus was full with the Holy Ghost and power. And in Luke, the Bible says he returned in the power of the Spirit. I'm just trying to connect something I'm trying to help us see something. That if we want to walk as he walked, fullness of the Holy Ghost should not be optional. Because then, let's go back to that Acts, right? Then, so in the case of the disciple in this situation now, we see, how did the disciples know that people needed to be full of the Holy Ghost to do this? If they weren't full of the Holy Ghost. Now, where did this instruction come from? If it didn't come from fullness of the Holy Ghost. Now, what I believe is that what the portion of the Holy Ghost that the disciples were operating here was the portion of wisdom. So when they said, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, they were also talking about themselves. Because it was the wisdom of the Holy Ghost that gave direction as to what they could do. Right? Now, these things are real. This is fullness of the Holy, because you will always see, full of Holy Ghost and something. Full of Holy Ghost and something. Because the Holy Ghost has his things. Think about, okay, this can be graphic, but okay. Fullness of the Holy Ghost, right? Fullness of term. Now, when the fullness of term has come, it is almost impossible for the cervix not to open. It's almost impossible for the water to not break. If the water does not break, something is wrong. There's a problem. So fullness of the Holy Ghost is what grants us sight into the next realm. Something has to open. Something has to open. The water has to break, whatever. Do you understand? Yes, sir. It's fullness. But if you are filled, it's spontaneous, different times. Yes, sir. It's not a guarantee. But we see it here. For instance, Stephen, when it got to Stephen, I think when you keep reading, the Bible says Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost and power. Right? So you see the operation of the power gifts, miracles, healings, just finding expression in him. Why? Because he was full. So the Holy Ghost knew what he needed at that time. Do we see that? Yes, not here. If you... I think it's in Acts 6 as well. When he... The Bible says they couldn't resist the... Okay. Because of my time, I will... 6:8. Thank you. Right? He was full of faith and power and did what? Great wonders and miracles among the people. Can you see that? Wonders and what? Miracles. When you think of the gift, the power gifts, miracles, healings, right? But he didn't just have these things in operation as the Spirit wills. He had them with him because of fullness. Things of the Spirit. Because of what? Fullness. 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 He was full of faith. Faith that brought about wonders, heavenly wonders, right? By faith, he said things that caused hearts to wonder, right? Now, you see, this thing of fullness of the Holy Ghost, when we read the account of Stephen when he was about to be stoned, I'm just trying to stir our hearts. We're not talking about just a measure of the Spirit. We are a company that needs to start, that needs to change. There needs to be a change in our thought. It has to be, okay, it's not enough to be filled. I have to be full in order to have the things of the Spirit. Even when Jesus was talking to, you know, the John chapter 6, right, when he says it's the spirits that quicken it, right? What was his issue with the people? He said, you are not seeking, you're seeking me for the loaves of bread, not for the miracle, right? That was the issue, right? So that means they did not have a, because of the power of darkness, even when something abnormal, if I can use that word, happened, they were not conscious of the fact that how did this bread feed the multitude? Instead, it was more how they were fed. So he said, you were not looking to me for the miracles, but to eat bread. What does that point to? As here, as one of the things we learned, miracles is what is one of the what gifts of the Spirit, right? So there was no consciousness in them as to the effectiveness of this gift. And why should that be the case? Because the Bible says, he that partakes of these things, the essence of it is for profits, to profit all. Now, what's the profit? There has to be profit of things spiritual. If the Spirit can give you a gift that is of the Spirit, then the prophet should be a prophet of the Spirit. Because Spirit has to give birth to Spirit. Spirit has to give Spirit. The prophet on the in the natural, right, is just a result of what you have actually gained on the inside. That's where the real result is. So the miracle was where their hearts should have been steered towards, but for the power of darkness. But we see that there were some who they saw this and they remained, right? And this is what I'm just trying in different ways to paint this picture, that their hearts to is this is it. Fullness. You know when Stephen lifted up his eyes to heaven, what did the Bible say had happened? He was full. He was what? These are not just statements, right? Acts chapter 7, I think 50. Being full of the Holy Ghost. Now, because he was full of the Holy Ghost, the whole Holy Ghost, the thing in the Holy Ghost, there was a thing in the Holy Ghost that caused him to look up. Yes. So he looked up steadfastly. He was led to look up. Just like Jesus was led to the wilderness to fast after being full of the Holy Ghost. Are we seeing this? What's in my heart is just to show us that by coming into fullness of the Holy Ghost, leading becomes easier. Leading becomes your life. Leading becomes what? My life. So he looked up. Now, this is where we're just going to pray, right? Because this scripture, the way the scripture jumps out is, it's quite humbling, because at this point, he was being stoned. What must possess a person in this moment? In this actual moment, like, just think about any situation you're in, any situation of discomfort that you don't like. Someone said something to you, or you experienced something that, and then instead of reacting to that, because of the fullness in you, you can look. This is something to desire. The Bible says he looked steadfastly and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand. Now, when he was to translate it, he translated it to mean, "Father, do not give me the next verse." I want right. He cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. What caused him to say this was what he saw. It's only the spirits that can cause a man to say this kind of thing because of what he is seeing. So we are expressing what we are seeing. So when he looked up to heaven, nobody saw what he was seeing. Only he saw what he was seeing. And then the Bible now tells us the translation of this in verse 60, that it was a plea for mercy in spite of what was going on with him. I feel like this applies to every one of us. It's almost like I'm hoping this can cause a stirring, because we have, are, and will be in situations that are unpleasant to us. But where our eyes are as a result of what we are full of will determine our response. So can we just ask the Father? Ask him, Mahapronovash Tizipranah Kostahana. Halalo. Gzibrodovana Hashta. I want your spirit. Oh, give me your spirit. Give me your spirit. That I will see what you see and respond as you respond. Oh, pranamahana kodavana halos. Yelebano lalabano gana mana mana borododo futari arabashti zanu kopari arabasta. I want your spirit, Lord. I don't just want to be filled. I want to be full. Hakambrode bagasa pranamahashti zana. Daily, akranga go badama hariera bosh te zabriene mamando brano go vadia gania na manana na manana managosta. In Jesus' name. Now, this was just there in my heart. We need to keep praying. Now, why? The reason why you can ask for fullness is because you have tasted of it. Without asking, we receive measures of being filled. So you say to God, "God, that which you filled me with, make it full. Those times that I have overcome by your spirit, I like what that thing tasted like. I want the fullness of it. I don't want to just forget." You, a mother who is... When you are with child, you are not okay. You are drunk. The child has made you drunk. There is no mother who is... You can't be okay. And the bigger that womb becomes, the more obvious it becomes. Until you get to a stage where you can't wait for the baby to be born. fullness increases desire to be born. Taste. And you see a mother doing all that she can to keep that child, regardless of the discomfort, regardless of the pain, regardless of the challenges, right? Because that child has to be born because of the joy that would come into their world as a result of fullness. Let's ask God, whatever it is that the Lord has filled you, whatever measure of spirits that you have been filled with, whatever way you have overcome, Lord, I don't want it sporadically. I want it every time. I am asking. It is that friend that you spoke to and the Holy Spirit gave you wisdom. It is that time you should have been angry, but you kept quiet. Say, God, that tasted good. I want that to be my life. It could be that time you were asked to give money and you struggled, but then help came. It says, I want that to be my life. I don't want it to be a one-time occasion anymore. Fill me till I am full. I need this fullness. It could be people, I don't care what it is. Every time you have tasted, ask for a fullness. I need fullness.